Welcome to the Audio Renaissance presentation of Destructive Emotions. How can we overcome them? A scientific dialogue with the Dalai Lama, narrated by Daniel Goleman. Adapted for audio by Richard O'Connor. Directed by Tony Hutz. Produced by Joel Whitesides. And read by Ed Levin.
We begin with this foreword by His Holiness the Dalai Lama. Much human suffering stems from destructive emotions, as hatred breeds violence or craving fuels addiction. One of our most basic responsibilities as caring people is to alleviate the human costs of such out-of-control emotions. In that mission, I feel that Buddhism and science both have much to contribute. Buddhism and science are not conflicting perspectives on the world, but rather differing approaches to the same end, seeking truth. In Buddhist training, it is essential to investigate reality, and science offers its own ways to go about this investigation. While the purposes of science may differ from those of Buddhism, both ways of searching for truth expand our knowledge and understanding. The dialogue between science and Buddhism is a two-way conversation. We Buddhists can make use of the findings of science to clarify our understanding of the world we live in. But scientists may also be able to utilize some insights from Buddhism. There are many fields in which Buddhism can contribute to scientific understanding, and the Mind and Life dialogues have focused on several. For instance, when it comes to the workings of the mind, Buddhism has a centuries-old inner science that has been of practical interest to researchers in the cognitive and neurosciences, and in the study of emotions, offering significant contributions to their understanding. Following our discussions, several scientists have gone away with new ideas for research in their fields. On the other hand, Buddhism can learn from science as well. I have often said that if science proves facts that conflict with Buddhist understanding, Buddhism must change accordingly. We should always adopt a view that accords with the facts. If upon investigation we find that there is reason and proof for a point, then we should accept it. However, a clear distinction should be made between what is not found by science and what is found to be non-existent by science. What science finds to be non-existent, we should all accept as non-existent. But what science merely does not find is a completely different matter. An example is consciousness itself. Although sentient beings, including humans, have experienced consciousness for centuries, we still do not know what consciousness actually is, how it functions, or what is its complete nature.